Christmas. It's Christmas! Merry Christmas! Yes, it's Merry, Merry Christmas. It's a time for hanging stockings. It's a time for riding sleighs. It's a time for jolly greetings. Snow and holly overreaching. Oh, I love you. Merry Christmas. You're the best of holidays. Dear Santa Claus, it's me again, reminding you I'm here. I'm making my list easier and shorter than last year. I like a stack of comic books, a dozen apple pies, a box of chocolate brownies, and an elephant that flies. A porpoise for the bathtub, and a dragon for my room, a robot that does homework and can also use a broom. And I'd like a hippopotamus, a trumpet, and a drum. I could use a half a dollar and a million sticks of gum. Just leave them underneath our tree or near our fireplace. Oh, you probably won't bring them, but I'm writing just in case. Daddy took me to the forest for our Christmas tree today. He said that we'd enjoy it and we'd hardly have to pay. We were wearing scarves and mittens, all our very warmest clothes, but our cheeks soon looked like cherries, and our fingers nearly froze. We hunted through the forest for a tree that was just right. By the time we finally found one, we were both an awful sight. I was shivering and shaking. Daddy shook and shivered too. I was colder than an iceberg. Daddy's face was turning blue. Daddy finally chopped that tree down, but the way he did was dumb. When it fell, it knocked him backwards. And he cooked his nose and thumb. Daddy also sprained his shoulder, banged an elbow, scraped a knee. As I helped him up, he muttered, "Son, next year we'll buy our tree." The mistletoe. Mommy, Daddy, quick! Let's go and stand beneath the mistletoe. You kiss me and I'll kiss you. Here comes sister. Kiss her too. Mommy, Daddy, quick! Let's go and stand beneath the mistletoe. Another Santa Claus. Christmas Day will soon be here. It must be so, because no matter where I look, I see another Santa Claus. When our doorbell rang this morning, it was Santa at the door. And when we went Christmas shopping, I saw Santa in the store. There are Santas, lots of Santas, in the window, brightly lit, and on almost every corner, still more Santa Clauses sit. I see Santas by the dozen, by the million, by the ton. How strange to see so many, since there can be more than one. My Christmas cards. Oh no! Oh, no one got my Christmas cards. It's making me upset. I sent them off 2 weeks ago, and no one got them yet. I drew a bunch of pictures, and I wrote some poems that rhyme. I sent them off 2 weeks ago. That should be lots of time. I mailed them to my cousins, to my uncles and my aunts. I sent them off 2 weeks ago. I think they've had their chance. But no one got my Christmas cards. Not Mommy and not Gramps. I sent them off 2 weeks ago. Did I forget the stamps? Our Christmas play. We were nervous and excited, and in assembly today, for our parents came to visit us and watch our Christmas play. Our teachers helped a little, but we did the most ourselves. The fattest kid played the Santa and the smallest kids were elves. A few were Santa's reindeer, so they got to run and leap. Some of us were shepherds, and a bunch were woolly sheep. There was Jesus in the manger. There were angels wearing wings. There was Joseph. There was Mary and the three wise Easter kings. We wore makeup. We wore costumes. It was really lots of fun. And our parents all applauded when our Christmas play was done. Then we took our bows together, everyone that is but me. I just stood there, green and fragrant, for I played the Christmas tree. Singing Christmas carols. On Christmas Eve, we bundle up and go out carol. Rolling. Our neighborhoods shut their windows when they hear
Emily sing. My voice is very beautiful. I sing just like a bird. But everybody throws me out, so I am barely heard. Dad sings like a buffalo, and mother like a moose. My sister sounds like breaking glass. My brother like a goose. Some people come and greet us. They bring cookies on a tray. I think they give us cookies just to make us go away. Falling singing sounds so sour, it sends shivers down my spine. When we're caroling together, there's no family sweet as mine. Tomorrow is Christmas. I'm terribly sad. My friends are all merry, but I'm very mad. I'm feeling so awful, I hardly can speak. I wish that this Christmas would wait one more week. I'm really unhappy, I'm down in the dumps. Tomorrow is Christmas and I have the mumps. A sled for Christmas. Up, up! Up I jump and down the stairs I fly. Look, look, a brand new sled that I can wait to try. Zip, zip, bundle up. I'm toasty warm inside. Quick, quick, out the door. Then down the hill I'll glide. No, no, it isn't fair. It simply isn't right. Snow, snow, I see no snow. It melted overnight. Auntie Flo, every year on Christmas there's a gift from Auntie Flo. She sent me pairs of underwear for 3 years in a row. The box is always beautiful. The bowl is neatly tied. But I'm always disappointed when I see the shorts inside. I wish she'd send a model plane or even a big stuffed bear. I take a box of stones and rocks, but please, no underwear. My Christmas pup. It's Christmas and I'm happy because I got a little puppy. It's a fluffy little puppy of my very, very own. Oh, he's hopping and he's skipping and he's flopping and he's slipping and he's sitting and he's nipping on a little rubber bone. Oh, his tummy's sort of tubby and his tail is sort of stubby and his head is sort of moppy. Oh, I love my little pup. Yes, I love my little pup. Little pup, floppy puppy, even though he made a pup doll and I had to wipe it